never filtered, always fun.
We do have a little grit and grime when we reach in our pants and pull it out.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050, the voice of Toronto sports.
Final half hour, Overdrive, TSN 1050, now on TSN 2. It's a Leaf game night tonight. Puck drop at 7, pregame at 6:30 with Patrick O'Sullivan and the Tap Man, Jim Taddy. And the Tap Man may or may not join us in about 15 minutes.
Yes guy, maybe? Or no guy?
I'd say a maybe guy. There's never a guarantee.
You never know guy.
You never know guy. It could go one way or the other guy. Something could end up happening. Maybe he bails on us. He could do that.
I don't think he would.
We'll see what happens. So the Tap Man may join us in about 15 minutes. The ratings came out for that TFC Impact game last night. Over 1 million people tuned in. That's the highest rated MLS game in history in this country. So that means 1 million people were literally watching paint dry.
And watching line get fired. He better get fired.
It's one of the the dumber things you'll ever see in your life, isn't it? 2 weeks they had to get that field ready. Don't they do an inspection?
He sounded like Sam Rosen there when Medano fell off the gurney.
Oh, my.
But that was the reaction. Like, everyone, collectively. I can't believe this.
Yeah, you had 2 weeks. Wasn't there a run-through?
You know what I said off the top? If I was line guy and they said, you screwed up, but you need to go fix it, I'd say I'm out of here, man.
Jump in the car.
You're firing me anyway. I'm done. I'm not doing it. You do it yourself.
Line guy? Was it the cameraman at the Tour de France where he ran into the...
Yeah, the guy was... He ran into one of the bikers.
Yeah. That guy's fired?
Yep. You're fired.
Would the video editor from the Golden Knights? I think he's on thin ice last night.
I think he can claim technology and stuff. Like, he can go down that road
and say,
yeah, I mean,
here's the DVD. I had it ready. I press play and something happened.
It didn't play. I don't know what to tell you. I know, yeah. I embarrassed everyone affiliated with the unveiling of the team name and the logo.
I'll tell you what, though, for the panel guys that we had, that throws a wrench into the program because you're teeing it up and you're going to say, okay, there you go. There's the game. But what was it, 40 minutes?
Yeah, it was over 40 minutes where they had to kill time. And that's what it is. I mean,
you're paid to be ready for that stuff. But
right. No, and I thought they did a really solid job. I mean, there's,
of course.
What are you going to do? You keep circling back to the storylines. You got to kind of laugh about it. Like, they somehow, whoever was the guy who was in charge in getting the lines painted properly dropped the ball.
Word. It's not like he didn't do them. He forgot them. He just did the wrong design.
Yeah. And they had, the best thing was the leaf blower guys coming out trying to dry the paint. They had a leaf blower guy.
Well, he's not getting fired. He's trying to help out.
That's a grinder right there. That's the kind of guy you give a raise to.
He could be the third star.
I got a lot of time for the leaf blower guy at the Big O. Because I'll bet you that's not on his list of duties.
But he just wanted to help the process along.
He was like 1 million Canadians. He actually wanted to see the game. And I'll give soccer credit. It's unlike any other sport. Baseball's a lot like this, too. When they say it starts at 8... At 8.
They're up.
It's up. Hockey is the worst. You don't know when the game's going to start. It says 7 o'clock, bank on 7:18, puck drop.
If you're playing in New Jersey, you watch the Leaf game tonight. That's a 7:06 or 7:05 drop. It's Toronto. I used to hate it as a player come in here. It's not a 7 o'clock game. It's a 7:18 puck drop. That's the one thing that I did not like as a player coming into Toronto.
You're right. Baseball's pretty on point. They're... 7:07 first pitch.
The umpire's let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Pitch. Move That's the way it should be. What are you wasting time for? Why are you... It doesn't make any sense. Get the anthems out of the way before 7 o'clock.
Right.
Do your ceremonies. If you have to start at 6:30, start them at 6:30. When it says the game starts at 7, drop the puck at 7 o'clock.
We know this being in TV, especially in color, behind the scenes. They've got a scheduled time. Puck's being dropped at 7:07. So the panel's coming up. They've got their hit. You've got your opening. And throw down to Gordon Jamie at 7:07 or whatever it is. But they have a time planned. It's when things go off off the course, or
well, that
the anthem
is the
singer decides to improvise and hold on to a note a little longer, and things, all hell starts.
The danger is when, you know, a legend's in town and he's on the mic.
Yeah.
And he's got something on his mind. And that's when, if you're the PR guy, you're freaking out because, you know, whoever it is rolling out there and there's a chance he won't shut up for like 15 minutes. Like when you had your jersey retired in Guelph, did they give you, they say you got 5 minutes and then shut your yip?
No, I told him I was going to be very brief anyway. I was under 5 minutes.
No, but if he would have said, hey, I got about a solid 20 minutes of material here.
I'm sure somebody would have said, thanks, but no thanks. Hate it. No thanks.
No guy. It would have been a no guy.
Although that Guelph team was pretty horrible.
Were they? I can't remember.
So maybe that, they were really bad last year, weren't they?
Yeah, they weren't very good.
It was right around this time. I remember it was two days before. Yeah, because Everly was born today.
Yes.
And it was 2 days before we were in Guelph supporting the Big Cat. But yeah, I wonder about that. Like, if you just started rambling about like Trudeau and
get into
and
politics,
Trump.
All of a sudden you're into politics.
Like, imagine this time last year you called your shot. Trump's going to win, and you just went on some rant about political correctness and all this kind of stuff.
I'm sure I would have been given the hook.
You would have gotten the hook for sure.
Were they tracking you beforehand, like seeing if you were drinking or anything?
What does that even mean?
Well, I'm saying in
tracking
general.
Like, what, he pours himself a beer and they're like, hey, you got to speak in 20 minutes.
Listen, it's a big moment. Like, I'm not saying you couldn't have a beer or two, but like, and not even you, using you as an example. But let's say player X is getting their number retired.
Pulls on Namath.
And a guy is struggling.
Gets up to
the
mic.
Don't you think the PR person has to be, like, someone's got to have eyes on that.
Well, I'm sure if you take it to the next level, you're going to be... You're not speaking. You're just
you're non-functioning.
They're
it's just
wheeling
a handshake
you out to
and a wheel the jersey up.
They roll you by. They bring you out in a wheeled barrel, and you just wave, and they throw the jersey on top of you and continue out the Zamboni doors.
Wouldn't
and
that be
say,
incredible?
There he is, folks.
You know how the teams, they skate around with the cup or the championship trophy?
Yeah.
During O's unveiling of his number 92, the team just skates him around in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah, like he's Weekend at Bernie's. He's Bernie Lomax.
He's got sunglasses on. They've got his arm propped up.
Yeah, they pull a string and his arm comes up and waves, and away you go.
I'm sensing you're not finding this funny, but I find it quite funny.
Well,
I want to see someone do that someday. He went way too hard before the big ceremony, and they wheel him out. The team skates around, and he just has the hand on a string routine.
I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
That's what we need, Joe Namath.
That is one of the greatest sound bites. But if you are the producer in the truck, are you not saying, like, cut it short?
Yeah.
Don't
to.
Ask him a question.
Yeah.
We're done here.
Yeah.
Throwing back to live action.
It has to happen. So New Jersey, you're saying it's going to start on time.
They
tonight.
Are always notoriously, and I think that's a Lou. That's a Lou situation.
Well, Lou hasn't figured it out here in Toronto because I was at the rink last week, I think, and they I heard whispers like 7:18 start tonight. I'm like, but why would it be 7:18?
He probably had to concede on a few things. That would be one of them. That's Toronto shtick here. That's their. You know, they always are honoring somebody. And it's no slight on the people they're honoring.
No,
it's
I hear
just
you.
There's always seems to be something going on before a pregame ceremony in Toronto, where other games you're like, all right, 7:07 seems like it's legit. Let's roll along here.
I got a lot of time for soccer and for baseball for those purposes alone. And, yesterday it right. was a million people watch, 60,000 people at the Big O. Sports snobs are the worst.
Right.
And I'm looking myself in the mirror. I am a sports snob. I know that.
Right.
But, like, soccer fans are like, how do you not know what aggregate score means? How do you not know? Like, it's confusing.
I was told last night about it. They won, and they scored two goals on the road. Or they lost and scored two goals on the road. So if they win 2-1 at home, they win.
1-0 or 2-1.
Because the goals scored on the road are worth two.
Exactly. Well, it's the tiebreak, essentially.
Yeah, it's the tiebreak, sorry.
So if they win 3-2, they'll go to extra time and then a shootout.
Right.
So if you're a soccer fan, you that's common knowledge. You know that.
Right.
But how many people are tuning in? They're like, wait a minute. Why is everyone so positive about TFC? They lost last night.
Yeah.
But I have no idea about that.
But they got two goals on the road.
That was the big thing. Like, even though they were down 3-0, and before you could flinch, it was 2-0.
Right.
But everyone kept saying, just if you score one road goal, you're feeling good. Because then you come home, you win 2-0. Yeah. You're all right.
You're in good shape.
But they got two, and after the game, Christian Jack was like, I got to give the edge to TFC.
Wow.
Even though they lost. But because they scored two on their own, they're going to feel okay. So anyway, over a million people tuning in to see paint dry last night.
Well, for a bit.
But after that,
it was a really good game.
It was a great game after that. Leafs Devils tonight. Jonas Enroth will finally get another start. It's been like 3.5 weeks.
I'd like to see him. But that's the role of a backup. If you've got a starter who plays 60-plus games, you're playing once every 2.5, 3 weeks, depending on the schedule. And back-to-backs, we saw Frederik Andersen play a back-to-back. I think it was last week or the week previous. And your starter, if he can handle it, if he's physically and mentally tough enough to handle it, you can roll him out there on back-to-back situations.
Well, as a backup, he's got to be mentally strong and go out there and find a way to get a win.
That's because...
Because there's, like you said, that's your job, and you got to do it.
At 7:06, if the puck drop, at right on time, at 7:07, the fans aren't going, geez, this guy hasn't played in 3 weeks. We better give him a little bit of a pass here for that first period. You're expecting him to be razor sharp. That's why the goalie coach is very important. His work ethic and practice, going through all his pre-scouts with the video. And sometimes you just have a night. And sometimes it stinks like Al Montoya, where you get hung out to dry for 10, and you got to live with that. The best thing the Canadians could have done is they played him relatively right away against Chicago in Chicago. Very tough start, but he was outstanding in that game. He ended up losing, but he was still outstanding. You live with your last start. I went through it. There were times where I didn't have a great game, but I wasn't going to start for another 3 weeks. You had to live with that, and it sucked.
Well, and vice versa. You could have a great game.
You get a shutout, you're not starting the next game.
Yeah.
I had that a few times. Grant Fuhrer was playing with him. Got a shutout on the road, had a pretty solid game. He's starting the next game.
Right.
Money in the bank.
Well, and Enroth knew that. He signed here after Andrew had been acquired and signed to a 5-year deal. He knew what he was walking into. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's dealing with a situation tonight where New Jersey's not the most potent offensive team, and Taylor Hall's not even playing tonight.
Right.
But the Leafs are also a pretty terrible team on the road. And they're 1-5-3 on the road. They have not won a back-to-back yet this year. So, Enroth, there's going to be a lot of pressure on him tonight to keep them in a game, potentially win them a game.
Right.
Like, it's not going to be an easy situation because the Leafs have proven on the
obvious,
road
but they
struggle.
They have to obviously avoid that 3-0 after 10 minutes or the first period where it's like this game's already over and then you're mailing it in. Like,
yeah,
it sounds kind of obvious, but you got to avoid that. With a young group like that that's not having success on the road, the blowout starts early or there's not a lot of success early, it's game over. We've talked about that. When do you mail it in and say, okay, not tonight? They got to avoid that. He's got to go in there and do a job.
Well,
Freddie Anderson's been pretty damn good.
He's been really good. Yeah, it doesn't matter what Enroth does tonight. This is another example of what we just pointed out. Anderson's playing Saturday against Washington, and right. He deserves to because he's played really well for over a month now. But Babcock, you know, he keeps talking about how it's work now, it's grind, and he was just speaking with the media, and, you know, he's talking, he can be a bit of a hero with some of these quotes, but he said the rookies are going to find out really quickly. And they're going to wonder what happened. It used to be fun. Now it's a grind. And last night was a perfect example. You got to give full credit to Carolina. They play a smothering system. They protect the house. They don't give up much. And the Leafs were trying to get cute. Tic-tac-toe. You know, 10 five-star goals every single time they were on the ice or every single time they had the puck. And it clearly didn't work for them. So you're going into the swamp tonight. It's going to get ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to go to the net and bang one in? Because
right.
If you think you're scoring on 2-on-1s and 3-on-1s and highlight real goals every single night, it's not going to happen.
Grind it out and then hope your power play works. That's how you win in a tight hockey game. That was the secret back in the day playing New Jersey all the time.
Yeah.
You got to get the power play going because 5-on-5, there's not a lot there. They take away a lot of the middle of the ice, just like last night, Carolina.
Yeah, you knew it was going to be a 1-1 or 2-2 game. Yeah.
Paul Maurice, he would honestly have the same speech. If you're not prepared for this, then let's not even bother going out there.
Yeah.
Because that's the way it's going to be. Like, it's not even anything the Tap Man always says, non-negotiable. Non-negotiable.
It was non-negotiable playing against New Jersey. They played that same way. And what was worse is if you tried to open it up against them, they'd ram it down your throat. Because they'd pinch you off with the wedge or the trap, and they'd go the other way. They had some guys who could find the back of the net. Guys like Sikora, Eliash, Gomez. I know Gomez, by the end of his career, people were hard on him. He was a hell of a player in New Jersey. Really good.
The tap man's going to roll in here.
Oh, he is.
Quickly, time now for our best bets brought to you by Proline. Buffalo tonight. Detroit's been terrible. Buffalo's getting plus money. I'll take it. I'm going on the Leafs tonight. I'm on the Leafs bandwagon tonight in Tampa Bay at home against Philly. Throw down 20 and you can score 95. You can find my picks on Twitter at TSN 1050 Radio and get way into the game with Proline. It's the sports betting game that lets you turn small wagers into big excitement. Proline, get way into the game.
And we've got the Tap Man in studio.
Wow.
And on our show, Jim, we play a little game called Yes Guy, No Guy.
Yes Guy, No Guy.
Wow. That's so original.
Do you like it?
Oh, yeah. I think I may go with it. Do you mind if I steal it?
Wow. We'll let you use it.
You notice I asked you if I could steal it.
Yes Guy, No Guy. You said Mitch Marner might go down as one of the all-time Leaf greats.
I absolutely said that. Yes Guy.
Wow. Yes,
I love watching him play. I mean, everybody's going to, you know, Austin Matthews is going to mature and he's going to do his stuff and Nylander and everybody else. But this guy is, he's a unique package. I mean, he does so much away from the puck offensively, spinning around pucks there. You know, he knows where the seam is, right?
But this is 19 games in. Like, this is.
The tap man said yes, guy.
That was a hot take for all hot takes.
That's right up there with Lou.
Because we,
yes, that was volcanic.
We had Dougie Gilmore in the 4 o'clock hour, and wouldn't that be one of your all-time greatest Leafs that ever played?
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's you're putting Marner into the Dougie Gilmore category.
Well, potentially, you're saying, right, Tapman?
Yeah,
I mean, it's not like it's happening overnight.
No, but I mean, he's got more tools in the box than anybody could have imagined.
Come on, Noodles, get behind us.
Wow.
I'm just making sure that his statement, I'm giving him an out if he wants to say, "Well,
you know, O just gave me the
hey,
the yes guy glare."
Tell me how it is, buddy.
Okay. I'm just making sure that you're confident in your statement and you gave it
guy,
a yes guy.
Do you see a lot of retraction out of that man?
There's no backpedaling, man. No. He's moving forward.
It was a solid yes guy.
Yep, it's in drive.
Yeah.
Yes guy, no guy. You took it deep on your birthday and had a big time night. That was recently.
No guy. No, come on.
Really?
Really?
Around family and friends. Come on, guy. Wow.
Come on, Taddy.
That's just so juvenile.
What do you mean?
That's amateur night.
He's like, wow, come on.
It's amateur night if you party on your birthday.
Yeah, you want to remember it, right?
Well, not really. How many times have you been gooned on your own birthday? People take you out.
Well, the actual birthday, though?
That's not your move, Tapman?
Well, I didn't see any offers from the Overdrive boys. I was kind of disappointed with that.
Yeah, we should have floated something up.
Yeah, we should have.
We're not driving to Niagara Falls, wherever the hell you live.
I
didn't say I wanted you there. I just wanted your backing.
Right. You just wanted us to say, go ahead, have a good time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, set us a tab. That's what I was looking for.
I think you were a first star that day.
Yeah.
And a great grinder. And there was all
And we were also
of...
having a discussion. We know how old you are. We're not going to say it. How old's
today.
The stash?
Today, you had your breaking, your little update desk thing with all that information. I heard
62.
It. My spy sent me a copy of it.
Yeah, the O-Desk was on fire.
The stash is 44 years old?
Absolutely.
Wow.
That stash has been on your face for 44 years.
Yes, guy. Wow. What do you want? Verification?
That's remarkable. I love
years.
It. I support it. So every piece of identification... That stash would be a part of it, outside of the birth certificate, I guess.
I have a high school yearbook where it's not there.
That's it.
So early on, did you have, like, the Pedro, like, from, what's that movie?
What, Nacho Libre?
But Pedro's the
other. You're talking about with the idiot. What's his name? I know exactly.
Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, Napoleon Dynamite. What? Did you have the thinner one, and then it grew into a full?
99% of the time, it looked just like it does now. I went down like this.
Did you have a handlebar mustache?
I went down like that, and then I had 70s? A full beard.
Wow.
You should bring the beard back every once in a while. That's a good look.
It's a little late for that.
I don't know, man. If the Leafs make the playoffs or if Marner becomes an all-time great, I would suggest that would be a good
if.
Call.
Wow.
I am fully supporting a yes guy on that.
I love him. I love him as a player. You're obviously doing radio in Hamilton, Grey Cup week. Is it? I mean, it's big news in Hamilton, isn't it? Like, a lot of people
have been
talking.
It should be big news here.
It should be. I think it is for football fans and CFL fans, but it's, you know, Toronto's been hit a little bit over the past few years. But
tough year.
Yeah. Their team was terrible this year. That didn't help.
Yeah. Tough year for the Argonauts. No question about that. Hamilton, they're still disappointed that the team isn't there. So you know, it's going to be interesting to see how the turf holds up. And, of course, there's a soccer game, what, three nights later?
Wow. Isn't that setting up? You talk, like, TFC fans hated the fact that the Argos were playing at BMO. The biggest game in TFC history, 3 days after the Red Blacks and the Stamps just chew up that
just
pitch.
Just chew up that, yeah, chew up the field.
I caught Wheeler right before he went to Mexico. I thought his head was going to explode. Like, he couldn't.
That's classic Wheeler, though. Any
exactly.
issue.
He couldn't stop himself. He's like, yeah, it'll be a great game, but that Grey Cup's going, like, he was, like, biting his lip. He couldn't believe it, but... Hey, why not two great sporting events over the course of 3 nights? Hey,
61,000 people watched soccer live in Montreal last night. We have the TV ratings over a million, which is a record, and 3.6 million sampled that game on TSN. That's impressive.
It is.
And the Grey Cup will do monster numbers, and it'll be a packed house. And I think it'll be a good game. I'm hoping for crazy weather so the Red Blacks can keep it close. But the Stamps have dominated all year. I think they're laying 9 points. I mean, that's a big, big spread.
Has your partner got his... teeth yet? Has he got teeth?
Teeth.
O'Sullivan?
Oh, no. He's working on it.
Still working on it.
He goes no jibs every day.
Going to borrow a pair. That's what it is.
He doesn't have teeth, does he, Jim?
Has he told the story of where they got knocked out?
Yes guy or no guy?
Yes guy or no guy?
I got to work with the guy for the next 3 hours. I don't want to upset him. No, his fronts are out.
They're out.
Yeah, they're not coming back.
He's got his own bat cave.
Did you ask on air...
No.
How he lost his teeth.
Well, I guess I will now.
You should.
Boys want to know.
Because it's probably a high stick or a puck. That's my guess.
We got to figure it out.
I'd bet on puck.
You guys ready for the Overdrive 3 Stars of the Day brought to you by Bab Sox?
Yes.
Overdrive 3 Stars of the Day.
Tapman, do you have a star?
Would you like to throw a star?
Yeah, Patrick O'Sullivan's my star.
There you go.
Okay, pass him to Jamie.
That's a good one.
Pass
that.
On to me.
Good job, Tapman.
All right.
The Tat Man for coming in.
Oh, yeah, count me in on that.
Oh, you're in on that?
Yeah, you're
so around the horn. The Tat Man is the Bab Sox.
Let's all throw one up to the Tat Man for joining us
guy.
In studio.
Wow.
Yes, guy.
Yes, guy, no guy. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Drivers and passengers.
And that's coming up in about 25 minutes. It's Leafs Devils tonight on TSN 1050. Puck drop at some point after 7 p.m., who knows when. And pregame in about 8 minutes. Patrick O'Sullivan will be in here with the Tat Man. Good to see anybody. We'll catch you in about 8 minutes.
Yep.
We're out of here.
We're back tomorrow at about 4
p.m.
We'll chat then.